It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Our chief meteorologist, Bill Spencer, bringing the forecast and the fun to the morning show. Wiggles in the jet stream, is that something they taught you in meteorology school?
Yes, all the students have to get up in front of class and wiggle, and whoever wiggles the best gets the Jetstream Award. That's how they kept the classes interesting. Thermodynamics can only go so far.
Catch Weather Talk with Bill Spencer, weekday mornings at 6:45 on the Care Country Morning Petting Zoo.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, for that, we welcome you to the Ralph Belknap Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We're a couple of minutes away from college basketball here this evening on Care Radio as Benedictine is hosting Concordia University. Happy to have you along here this evening. Joseph, producing and engineering, at least for a while, back at the Care Radio Sports Studios. He'll be doing the old relay and handing it off as the game wears on, but guys, back in the studio, thank you very much for all that you do. Tom Couch with you here courtside. Both teams are out of the court warming up. Ravens are here at home tonight, and they are playing Concordia University. I'm suspecting this is the Concordia from Nebraska. You have to forgive me as I have just kind of a limited amount of information available tonight. No cellular, no Wi-Fi, no Ethernet, and no programs and no information. But you know what? We're going to figure this out. We're going to get through this game here tonight. How about that? Ravens warming up at the goal to our right, and Concordia warming up over here at the goal to our left. Ravens are 1-1, and Concordia is 2-0. Head coach Ben Limbach is the man in charge there. Card standings right now. Everybody's 0-0, so not a whole lot to share with that other than the fact that we're going to be with Benedictine down in Collins Center down at Baker on Wednesday as the Ravens will begin the conference portion of the schedule. So we'll have that for you here on Care Radio, 5:30 for the ladies' game and 7:30 more or less for the guys since the ladies' game is concluded. So we'll have stuff from down there. They do a really good job taking care of us, and they'll have us all set up with information and data. And we'll be good to go from the campus of Baker University. So, looking forward to getting that conference basketball season underway. If you are just joining us, the difficult loss for the Benedictine men's football team today is Mid-America comes to town, races to a 21-0 lead early in the ball game, and then comes back to score in the last minute of the game to clip Benedictine at home this afternoon, 38-31. So, Raven men are, or Raven football team is 8-3 and at the mercy of the Raiders to see if they play next week or if they just take all the stuff to the laundry. Tell you what, we're going to take a break and we'll come back and we'll pick up the starters as they're introduced by the public address announcer and we get that information. That said, we'll return here to the Norman Gymnasium right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here at the Dollar Gymnasium is playing of the national anthem and the pregame invocation are taken care of. And now we're going to wait, see if the public address announcer will share with us who the starters for the ball game are here this evening. And when we find them out, we're going to be very happy to share them with you. Concordia is bringing out numbers 3, 12, 20, 22, and 33. So for Concordia, it's going to be Joel Baker, a 6-foot junior from Alliance, Nebraska. We're going to have Noah Shuddy, a 6'4" junior from Laurel, Nebraska. Out of Lincoln, Nebraska, 6'6", it's going to be junior forward Lucas Helms. You're going to have Tristan Smith out there. He's a 6'5" junior from Elizabeth, Colorado. And 6'1" junior guard Bradley Bennett from Elkhorn. So those are your starters for Concordia tonight. For Benedictine, we're going to have Ezra Vigafa, the 6'1 junior from New Zealand. It's going to be Preston Reynolds out there for Benedictine from Leawood, Kansas, 6'5 sophomore. You're also going to find 6'2 senior Ahmad Lewis out of KCMO. Final two starters for BC, Bryson LaRue from Lee Summit at 6'2, a sophomore, and Ravens perimeter shooting threat, Braden Belt at 6'1, a senior out of Andover, Kansas. Don't remember whether he was an Andover or an Andover Central player. Wish I had that information. I'd share that with you. But here we go. Getting set to go. Benedictine is going to be in home whites with red and black. Concordia is going to be in kind of a slate blue with white and gray lettering and trim. So here we go. Coming into the center circle to jump it off for Concordia, it's going to be Tristan Smith. And for Benedictine, Preston Reynolds. We're set to go. Hope you enjoy it. Fishes are all ready. Nice crowd on hand here this evening. In the tip of the way. Here, Courtney's going to pull it down, and we're underway here at a ball game this evening. Concordia with the basketball, went from right to left across your dial. Dumps it over to the left side, little back door, pass outside the left block, comes back off on top, three-point shot straight away, off the back of the rim, no good, rebound tipped out, pulled down with the offensive board, the follow shot, nope. Rebound again, it's going to be Preston Reynolds, and Benedictine is going to run it the other way. Into the forecourt with the ball, Ravens will dump it over to the left side to Ahmad, Lewis will dive into the lane, gets doubled up defensively, can't get a shot away, brings it back behind him to Vigafa, and it back out on top, it'll come to LaRue. Bryson dribbles it off toward the top, 14 on the shot clock, driving into the lane. The shot's going to be stripped out of the hands of Vigafa. And knocked out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to have it in with 10 on the shot clock. We're just about a half a minute or so into the game. They'll lob it into Reynolds. Preston will drive, head fake, shot blocked away, and Benedictine is going to have it in now with 6 on the shot clock. It'll come in down at the baseline. And Ezra Vigafa, who did the inbound work. Looks in, lobs it right. Ahmad backs in, twist, turn, shoots, fails. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Concordia. They're going to bring it the other way. Noah shooting. Into the forecourt. Dumps it over to the left side. They'll drive it into the lane. The dish back outside. Picked off the deep in the corner. Minute into the game. Nobody's been able to put any points on the board. Concordia will work around to the left. The Helms. Lucas will look to the middle. Find no room. BC in their player defense. Men's college basketball here on K-Radio this evening. Shot clock at 7. Driving across the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. And 3 possessions into the game. Nobody's gotten any points on the board yet. Driving to the right side. It's going to be Reynolds. Back out on top. Vigafa kicks it over to Ahmad. Lewis one-hand push pass. The drive left. Trying to look into the middle. There's nothing there. And the pass across into the corner is going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds by Noah Shetty. It'll come back into Benedictine. 18 and a half to go in the opening half. No points on the board yet. BC likes his defense and holding an opponent to 0 is about as good as it gets. Back out on top it comes. Ravens. Left side by Goffa. He looks underneath, gets it to Reynolds, dumps it out left side. Belt, there's your guy, but his 3-point doesn't go. And we continue to be scoreless here in Natchez, Kansas. Up the floor, Lucas Helms dumps it into the corner. Bit of a head fake, shaking the Raven defender, pushes it off on top. Concordia on offense, spinning into the lane, twisting, turning, leaning. The shot is up, missing. And each of these teams is quite inept in the early part of the ballgame. We're 2 minutes in, still no points on the board. Down the corner is going to be Ahmad. Lewis works his way to the left side, backs it away, looks into the middle and says, I'm going to back all the way out, puts his heels at the center circle. Coach Moody on his feet near the scorer's table as a feed goes underneath and Preston Reynolds gets 2. So Reynolds is going to give Benedictine a 2-0 lead early on here. It's 17:40 to play. First points of the game have been scored. Skip pass down low, Concordia with the ball. They come into the game here today at 2-0. Underneath, there's a head fake, left-hand layup. It's going to be up good for Tristan Smith. And we're even at 2. 17 and a half to go. First half. I have to keep reminding myself, men's college basketball, we're playing halves of the game. No quarters in this game. Top side is going to be Vigafa. Works it out on top to Belt. He'll drive to the point. Has it taken away from him like candy from a baby. Working it down the left side. Going in. The easy finger roll off the steal. And Brady Bennett with 2. Ravens trailing the ball game now at 4-2. 16:50 to play. First half here in Atchison, Kansas. Belt will turn and shoot. Missed a 3. Rebounding it back down. It comes Concordia. I suspect these are the Bulldogs. And so, if so, they're out of Seward, Nebraska, as I recall, having been there a number of times over the years. 3-point shot for Concordia. It's going to be up and good. Hitting that bucket is going to be Lucas Helms. Ravens now find themselves trailing 7-2 with 16:16 to go in the first half here in the Nolan Gym. Runner from in the lane. It's up and Vigafa will hit a 2-point shot. 7-4. Concordia. Cross-court pass stolen by Bryson LaRue. Has it knocked out of his hand, and the official's going to come back and say, look, there's a reach in and a foul. It's going to be on Tristan Smith. It'll be Smith's first foul of the game. First foul by either team, and Concordia is also speaking of first. It's going to make the first substitution of the game. Matter of fact, they're going to make a pair of them. Checking in is going to be Brooks Kissinger, a 6'3 freshman from Ashland, Nebraska. And also into the lineup is going to come Zach Kulush from Bennington, Nebraska. He's a 6-footer also. 3-point shot is up. Not going to go for Ahmad Lewis. Concordia back down court with it, leading it by 3. 15.5 to go, first half. Bulldogs. Ball is going to be batted away by Lewis. Knocked out of bounds, out of the hands of Noah Schutte. Going to come back in for Concordia with 15.5 to play in the first. Now they'll chase the ball down in the spacious, spacious Nolan Gymnasium. In the corner it goes. An inbound pass lobbed off on top, Tristan Smith. Smith will swing it over to Bennett. Bennett dumps the kick to the left side. Kulush slaps out of bounds by Benedictine. Shot clock at 13. Crowd continues to come in. It's a decent turnout here tonight. Nice 5 o'clock Saturday night ball game after the football game up on the hill a little bit earlier. A lot of family and friends in attendance here tonight. Nice chance to get people in for an early weekend game. The ball is going to be stolen by the Ravens after a mishandling on the other end, and a little head fake by BC is going to force a foul on Bradley Bennett for Concordia. Bennett will pick up his first personal foul, and it'll be team foul two by, we're going to call them the Bulldogs. Just because I think that's who that is. Ravens will make a substitution. Out of the lineup. Going to be Bryson LaRue, and into the game is going to come Anthony Hall. So Anthony's in, and Benedictine putting it in play. They trail by only 3 in this extraordinarily low-scoring affair. It is 7-4 over 5 minutes in. Driving down the right side, shot up off the window, not going to happen. And still, we've got Ahmad Lewis scoreless in the game after that missed shot. Not been able to knock any. I'm not sure how many he's taken at this point, but a few. Here's a shot from the outside for 3. Won't go for Concordia. And as the Concordia player leaps in the air, a most unusual circumstance, he comes straight down, lands on the shoulders of Ezra Vigapa. Ezra starts running. This guy is riding him like one of those games that you play at a carnival or something where you put somebody up on your shoulders and race down the floor. That's what was going on there. And the official is going to say, you can't do that. And stops the play, and Concordia is going to be putting it back in. Concordia is going to make another substitution. We'll pick him up here in just a tick. Pass comes out on top. Bulldogs with the ball, driving in, changing hands. Shot goes up, missing, and we'll have a Benedictine foul. All right, let's just kind of reset the stage. End the game for Benedictine, and seconds after appearing on the floor, Gino Corridori picks up a foul. So he's in for about 8 seconds, and he'll pick up his first foul. Coming to the free throw line, the first one is up and good for Brooks Kissinger. Second one, it's also good. That will stretch the Concordia lead over Benedictine to 9-4. And here we go. Up court with it, BC. Out on top, it's going to be Ezra Vigapa. And we're going to get a turnover. BC mishandles the ball, double dribbles. And the Ravens are going to give it back to Concordia. We're down to 14:19 to go in the opening half. Into the game for Concordia now is going to come a big guy, 6'9", Tony Kubrick the fifth. So we're going to call him Tall Tony because he's a big guy, 6'9", out of Omaha. Backing in, turning around, this 13-foot shot from the right side is not going to go in. And in an effort at the rebound, Kubrick even at 6'9", a little bit awkward and kind of coming down, not particularly gracefully commits the foul. He'll have his first. And Southern Concordia has collected its third team foul. Benedictine has only two. Ravens up court with the basketball, down five. Ezra Bagafa started in the ball game, and the young man from New Zealand has been running it at the one. The feed comes in the middle, and that was a nice spinning shot for Ahmad. And Ahmad Lewis will have his first point to the game. It is 9-6. And the Ravens come up with a steal on the other end of the floor. Ahmad will drive down, cut across, brings it off on top. Hall for three. No. Rebound, Concordia. So Anthony Hall with a running three-point shot. A lot of times those are good. Guys like to take that. Shooters love that running jump shot. Got the momentum. Squared up with the bucket. Here's a shot underneath that misses. Benedictine is going to rebound it down. Gino Corridori comes up with the basketball, and Benedictine will bring it into the other end of the court. 13 minutes to play. Here in the first half, skip pass, Felt goes, falls, shoots, scores. So Felt will have his first point. And the Ravens are right back to within a digit, and 12:43 to play in the first. 9-8, Concordia in front. They'll work the ball over to the left side. Benedictine will stay with his player defense, but now as the dribble pulls up, the D will collapse, surround the ball handler, and now the skip pass over to the left side is going to be stolen by Goffa. Look away pass underneath the Hall, and as he goes in the air to try to get that slightly errant pass, we're going to get a foul called on Concordia's Brooks Kessinger, who got in a little bit beneath him. Kessinger will have his first foul. And Benedictine going to the bench, because I'm going to tell you, coach is looking right now for guys, looking for guys who can play, okay? And for BC, having only seen a couple of games of theirs so far, I'm seeing individuals I've never seen before, like entering the game now out of Nokesville, Virginia, 6'4", sophomore Jack Vanderwood. And Jack will put up a quick three coming off the bench, but it fails. Back the other way. Concordia. Bulldogs in front by one. And we have a foul off the ball. And we're going to get a timeout. Yeah, we are. Let's take the break, Joseph. Timeout of the court here in Ashes of Kansas. We're at 12-10 to go in the first half of this men's college basketball game. Where it is Concordia 9, Benedictine 8.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Filtering in yet. A number of students have made their way into the gym. I'm suspecting that lunch is concluding across the way here at the cafe. Welcome back to them. Always good to see the fans rolling in here. Coming out of the court for Benedictine, you've got Vanderwood and looking out there seeing if I can pick out. Anyway, Bagafa will come up court with it. I got Anthony Hall out there, Vanderwood. Here's a feed underneath, and a layup is going to be up and good for Benedictine and Gino Corridori. So Gino gets two, and the Ravens are in front because it's been a really long time since Concordia has scored until there. We're going to give that bucket, since we couldn't see who it was, to Brooks Kessinger. And back in front, just that quickly, Concordia up by one. 11.5 to go in the half. BC over to the left side. Corridori couldn't get to the basketball. Coming off the pass from the hand of Bryson LaRue, and Benedictine is going to be turning it back over. 11.5 to go in the half. Coach Moody doesn't look particularly satisfied with that last trip up the court. I don't know if he's after his team or after the official down to the baseline. but someone has his focus right now. And Cordy works around to the left side. 14, 13, 12 on the shot clock. Here's a really long three now. Rebound is on the floor. Battle for, scruffed for, and covered up. And finally, a jump ball called. And total props to Concordia's Tristan Smith. He was just absolutely fighting for everything he could to control and maintain possession of that basketball. And now Benedictine is going to run in yet another new face. Jared Lee is going to come in. Jared's played a little bit this year. He's a 6'2 freshman out of KCMO. No stats, so I can't tell you anything about the young fella. Comes up the floor with the basketball, though. Seems to handle it pretty nicely. He'll take it across the timeline and weave his way over to the left side. Gets it there to LaRue. And as LaRue looks to back in, the defender reaches in, and it'll be Lucas Helms coming up with that personal foul. So Helms will pick up foul number one. And that is now team foul six by Concordia. 10:50 to go in the opening half. 11-10. So we can extrapolate that. It's going to be like a, 50 wins at this rate. Certainly 45 likely. Falling away at the baseline right. Shot is up off the window from 3 feet away and well off the mark. Corey Dory is unable to knock it down. Back up court with it will come Concordia. 10.5 to play in the first half. Long three, wing right, up no good. Rebounding it down. Benedictine. Jack Vanderwood out of Virginia comes down with the basketball. Ring with full fly up the floor. Here's Jared Lee. Takes it down the right side, comes out on top. Big Matt launches that one, and if it had been about 3-4 feet longer, it might have gone in. Looked like it was kind of online. Almost hit the bottom of the net as it came up short. It'll go out of bounds into the pit and will belong to... Oh, they're going to say a try to save it back in off the bounce. It's off Concordia, so the Ravens getting a break. And having launched that shot that misses, Corridori is going to come out of the game for Coach Moody. Ravens have got Preston back in. Reynolds has the ball knocked out of his hand. He's able to recover it. Has the ball knocked out of his hand a second time. Unable to recover that one. Up with Welcome Concordia. Inside 10 to go in the opening half. Bulldogs for the basketball, leading it by one at 11-10. Over around to the right side with it is going to be Baker. Dumps it over to the left edge. It's going to be Helms with it. He'll start to back in. Looks in. Backdoor pass. Goes through the wickets. Rolls out of bounds. But they'll say it caroms off of Raven. And Concordia will have it in at the baseline as we come to the media timeout. Time out of the court. We're at the 9:45 mark of the opening half. Finances in Kansas men's college basketball, where it's Concordia 11 and Benedictine 10.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
We've got more Ravens basketball coming up after tonight, next Wednesday. That's right. Ravens are going to begin the Heart of America Athletic Conference schedule, and they'll be on the road down in Baldwin City. Oh, yeah. Looking forward to being with them down there at the Collins Center. They treat us very well and lovely people down there, and we will be looking forward to bringing you the broadcast. Benedictine, first Heart of America Athletic Conference basketball game, ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30 from Baldwin City next Wednesday night. Right now, Ravens are going to come out of the court trailing the visitors from Concordia. It is Concordia University. Just making sure there's not an extra page. No, that's it. The one page that we got at the ticket counter coming in. The ball's going to be stolen. Here comes BC. Nice deal. Right side, shot up, rejected, and a rebound slapped out on top. Saved by the Ravens. Belt looking for his first three of the game. Won't get it there. And a rebound taken down again by Concordia. Benedictine's perimeter shooting has not been particularly good, based on the fact that they have not hit one yet with 9:20 to go in the first half. Concordia will drive into the lane, spinning, turning, up 12, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Reynolds. Preston kicks it away. Brayden Belt brings it up, dumps it over to the right side to Lee. Jared starts to the left, comes to the right, puts on a quick first step and faces defender. Drawing a foul on the right side of the lane against Concordia. The whistle will be on the Bulldogs, Tyler Hare, H-A-R-R-E. So Hare, the 6'5" freshman from Scotts Bluff. Give Concordia, this is why I'm sure it's a Concordia out of Seward. And while I don't know that, again, it's a fact, I'm led to believe that because two players on a 16-man roster are not from Nebraska. Free throw for Benedictine, unsuccessful, and back up court with the basketball. Here comes Concordia. They still hang on to that 11-10 lead. If you like low-scoring basketball, boy, this one is one for you here tonight. Pass is going to come out on top, skip over to the right side, lost for a moment, then retrieved and then mishandled and bouncing out of bounds. Not particularly adept ball handling by Concordia on that trip down, as that ball looked like it and Tristan Smith were just having a hand-to-hand combat down there, and the ball won, escaped, and got out of bounds. Ravens are going to bring it up the court. 11-10 Concordia. Up the floor and over to the left side. It's going to be Ahmad. He backs in, pulls up, feeds underneath Preston, has it blocked, gets it back, follows up, missed it, but then a late foul on the back. And that's going to be Tristan Smith. I believe, yes, then it will be his second. So Tristan will have foul number two and come to the free throw line for Benedictine. It's going to be Preston Reynolds, his first free throw. Yeah, he's going to tie this game at 11 with 8.5 to go in the half. So these teams are almost up to a point a minute. One more shot coming up. For Reynolds, Preston, a little bit of a knee bend, launches that one, it rolls around, it falls in, Reynolds, looking at both, and he's got four. Benedictine back in front, they've already led once in the game. For one possession, they were up by one a little earlier, but right now they're in front at 12-11. The feet underneath the back door, there's no defense down there, and an uncontested layup underneath by Joel Baker. And Concordia is right back in front at 13-12. BC over to the right side with Bryson. LaRue into the lane. Blocked! Picked back up by Ahmad. And then away from the ball, two players crash to the floor. The official comes up blowing a whistle, and he's got to call a foul. And he's got to call a foul on number 20. But those guys involved were wearing 20. So let's see who's going to be putting it in play. What's happening? The foul is going to be on Concordia's 20. That's Lucas. And Helms will have his second foul. And the Ravens, number 20, Bryson LaRue, will come to the free throw line. He looks for his first point of the game and is successful with that free throw. One more shot coming up for the 6'2" sophomore out of Lee's Summit, Missouri. Out of the game for the Ravens, Jared Lee. He came in. I don't know how much time he spent there. Several minutes anyway, maybe more. No points. Returning to the floor is going to be Ezra Vigatha. Second free throw is no good for LaRue, and we are even at 13. 7:50 to play. And up the floor, here's Concordia. Bulldogs, I think. Skip it over to the right side. Drive into the lane. Two defenders around, lots of contact, and the body on the floor for Concordia is going to be the result of a Benedictine foul as the Ravens fly over the top, and it will be foul number one on Ahmad Lewis. Back again, we're going to come to the free throw line. Concordia will stride up there, and they're going to send Noah Schutte, and he will put it up, he'll put it in. That is Noah's first point today. So each team has every starter having scored. No starter has more than three. Free throws up, and it is no good. Ravens trail by one at 14-13. 7.5 to go in the half. Ahmad Lewis will come into the forecourt, waves off all of his teammates, drives all the way down the line, lays it up with the left hand, missed it, too hard. Carams off the backboard, over the rim, off the other side. Now the feed across, comes off on top, head fake, no room, goes in, goes up, and the ball pinned up against the backboard. But in the process, we will have a foul on Magafa. Ezra, foul number two. Benedictine, what is that, on my team foul four. Two on Ezra, one on Ahmad, and one on Gino. Free throw, yep. Norshuti is now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. And with those two fouls, Ezra right back out of the game. And Benedictine will respond by putting Anthony Hall in there. So Anthony Hall and Bryson LaRue on the left side of the lane. Right side is going to find Preston Reynolds and Ahmad Lewis. And in the backcourt, Braden Belt. Second free throw is going to be up and good for Schutte. And Ravens trail by 3 now. It is 16-13. Concordia. And we're at the 7-minute mark of the opening half. Game is moving along at a reasonable pace. Not exactly a fast clip, but neither is it dragging along. So we're kind of getting up and down. Shot is up. Missed by Reynolds. Hits the side of the backboard. Carry him down. Pulled down by Concordia. They'll swing it left. Step inside the three-point circle. The dish comes back out on top. And where it's going to be slapped down away and knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Anthony Hall. It'll be Benedictine basketball from kind of between the 28-foot mark of midcourt over on the far sideline. Ravens back on defense. 6:40 to go in the half. Concordia pushes it off on top. Thinking about the three. Can't. Feces and goodness, I think that's a zone defense. Backing in. Backing in. Push comes on top. Little head fake. Shot clocks at 2. Shot clocks at 1. And then we'll get a shot away. Ravens are going to knock it away and pick up the ball. Down with it is going to come Belt. He'll go into the lane, kick it across, and the ball stripped out of the hands of Preston Reynolds, and it'll come back to Benedictine from their offensive baseline with 6:16 to go in the first half. 6:16 left in the half. Ravens coming into their baseline with 23 on the shot clock, and Ahmad Lewis to inbound in front of the pit. He'll skip it in into the lane. Reynolds shot, nope, but we'll have a foul on Concordia getting in front of Preston, and ultimately coming up with little contact and picking up the foul. A young man who's just joined the lineup. That's going to be Brandt, B-R-A-N-D-T, Brandt Van Dyke. And for Van Dyke, the 6'8" freshman out of Lawton, Iowa, is foul number one. Free throw up and good. We're Preston. That makes him 3 of 3 at the line. And this one makes him 3 of 4. Rebound Concordia. Benedictine has gotten back to within a pair at 6 minutes to go in the half at 16-14. Bulldogs will dump it over to the right side. Benedictine. They're going to be in some kind of a man defense. Now the ball's going to be batted away and knocked into the backcourt. Rescued by Concordia. They'll swing it back over to the left side. Kick comes off on top. Shot clock's at 5. Shot clock's at 4. Shot clock's at 2. Desperation buzzer off the window. And a rebound is going to be saved. Shot clock is reset to 20. And Concordia will regain possession. Topside they come. Around the horn they'll work at the feet. Underneath the reverse layup is going to be rejected. Off the backboard. Offensive foul going up. And BC and Anthony Hall picks up the personal foul. The play got going a little bit too fast. As a matter of fact, it was so fast, Anthony Hall has to go back and kind of walk over toward the women's locker room at the northeast corner of the gymnasium and pick the shoe up that had flown off. Free throw? No. So both of these teams have used a plethora, you like that? Plethora of players. That's just Brayson Mueller in the game. Mueller out of Firth, Nebraska, is a 6'4" junior. And Brayson misses his first shot, misses his second shot, and a rebound, Benedictine. Preston Reynolds clears it down. 5:20 to go in the half. Here's Ahmad Lewis with it. top of the key, swings around the left side with a left-hand dribble, backs in, twists, spins, turns, left-hand shot, nuke, way too hard, rebound, battle for it. We're going to have a foul on the floor. It's going to go against Benedictine. Thinking that he had come down with a rebound, Gino was pretty elated, but Corridori finds out that the reason he came up with the ball is that, in fact, in the official's opinion, he committed a foul, his second of the game, to wipe off any shot, add him a foul, and back up with it will come Concordia. 5 minutes to go in the half. Bulldogs with the basketball, leading it by 2 at 16-14. The swing over to the left side. The three-point shot looks good, is good. There is the second three-pointer of the game. That one belongs to Brent Van Dyke. Both three-pointers belong to Concordia. Benedictine has not hit a three-point shot in this game. It is now 19-14. 4.5 to go in the first half. BC to the left side. LaRue kicks it in. Gino, way off the mark. Gets his own rebound. Head fakes twice. Follows it up. Way off the mark. Rebound is on the floor. Rolling around. Taken away by Concordia. They'll break it up the floor. Table down the left side. Swing it onto the wing where it'll be slapped out of bounds by Ahmad Lewis. And kind of shabby play out of the floor right now as these two teams are running around and not looking particularly organized. It's just kind of scattered and hectic kind of play. 4 minutes left in the half. Easing over to the left side, Concordia. Jackson Stevie had a papillion. We continue to see so many players. Again, lots of guys on this Concordia roster. All but two of them are Nebraskans. Shot clock to 3. Shot clock at 1. They're not going to get a shot away. So the Benedictine defense has been pretty good. The Concordia offense is not looking for shots. I mean, it seems as though they are not aggressively seeking to run an offense or seeking to look a shot. Instead, they're hoping that something opens up or that somebody breaks loose or somebody gets free or some fortuitous bounce of the ball gives them a pretty clear look. But other than that, they're more than willing to let that shot clock get down into the lower single digits. And the Ravens are going to come up with the ball. Benedictine trying to battle from behind yet again, down by 5 at 19-14. And we're going to get a travel as quickly as it comes into the game on Ezra Feigafa. He got the big eyes. He looked down low and saw Preston Reynolds with a matchup that he liked. And as he pulls up the dribble, he doesn't pull up the drive. And the Ravens are going to turn it over again. Don't know how many times that has been today. Don't have any numbers, but it's been a few. 3.5 to go in the half. Back up court with it. Concordia, up by 5. They'll swing it over in front of the Benedictine bench, out to the top of the key. Oh, the big man, a move, a drive, can't hit the driving shot. Again, when you're 6'8", you think you're going to get that driving layup, but it didn't happen. Now the Ravens underneath, and that was a nice spinning and twisting shot by Preston Riddles. Kind of a hallmark shot of his, where he rotates, crosses under, extends that long reach, and brings it up from the reverse side. Benedictine is back to within 3. It's 19-16. 2:55 to go. Backing into the lane. The ball's going to be knocked away, and Ahmad Lewis steals it. I thought they were going to call him for a foul, but the official at the baseline says, no, not a foul. When you reached in, we're going to call a travel as you had that thing tied up for a moment. So the jump or the travel is going to be a... putting the ball back in the hands of Benedictine. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half. Ravens have the ball with an opportunity to tie. Braden Belt will go down to the baseline right. Into the corner. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of his hands. Jackson Stevie slaps it out. And the Ravens with 19 on the shot clock. Coming back in again down at the baseline. Again, it's going to be Feigafa. Feigafa brings it in. Here's a Belt falling away. One-handed shot too soft. Rebound pulled back down by Concordia. Here they come. Outlet right side. Swing it around to the left side. It's going to be Stevie. Out on top. The 3. Perfect. Concordia's Noah Schutte hits the 3. 22-16. This is the largest deficit experienced by Benedictine in the game. And with that, we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with Coach Moody. 2:09 to go before intermission here in Atchison. Concordia 22, Benedictine 16.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Raymond's looking to put the ball in play, coming out of the timeout between the scorer's table and the Concordia University bench, which is manned and led by head coach Bill Lembach. Preston Reynolds gets it to Braden Belt. Belt down the right side of the lane, dumps it back. Ahmad, three, Rebound underneath, that's Gino. Won't take a shot. Out on top, Belt. He was willing to take a shot. That one does hit the front of the rim before it goes straight down to the floor. Picked up off the hardwood by Concordia. And they'll drive it down the court and bring it out on top, running the offense. Minute 43 to go, first half. Down the right side, bit of a stutter step. Now the three, launch, new. Rebounding it back down, Benedictine. So I think Gino Corridori at 6'8" is able to come down with some rebounds. That's a big plus. Cast 2 points in the game. And we're at a minute 20 left in the half. The feed underneath, Gino for two. How about that? Corridori has four, and it's 22-18. Ravens only down by four now, and we've got a minute 10 to go in the first half. Skip bounced over to the right side, slapped out of bounds, and they're going to say it kicks out of play off Noah Schutte. It'll be BC basketball, and Ravens continue to play, take players in and out. Gino says, I know, I'm coming out. He walks over, coach says, no, get back out there, not you. Bell, you come out. So Braden Belt will exit the game, and you'll have LaRue and Hall in there for Benedictine. They're out there with Vigafa and Corridori and Reynolds. 1 minute to go in the half. Vigafa, top side. Here's a long three. Wow! There's a pretty shot as Benedictine will get its first three of the game. It's off the hand of Bryson LaRue. 22-21. That three-point shot could change the complexion of a game in a big hurry. 40 seconds left in the half. And the ball is going to be slapped away by Benedictine out of bounds. It'll be Concordia ball with 19 on the shot clock. 37 seconds left in the half. One of the very kind and thoughtful students over in the far side go retrieve the ball. All right. And it comes to Concordia. They'll drive it to the middle, feed to the block. The ball stripped out of bounds. Coach Moody trying to convince the official at the baseline that it really belongs to the Ravens, but he feels it does not. And Concordia will be getting it back in play. 14 of the shot clock, half a minute to go in the half. Concordia has the ball. Ravens look like they should get another possession. The drive, the shot, it's up, it's good, and a plus one. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Anthony Hall. I have him for two. And an opportunity for Concordia's Noah Schutte, who's leading this team in scoring. Noah's got a chance at the conventional three-point play. He hit his three-point shot a little bit earlier. He's hit a few free throws. Doesn't hit that free throw. Rebound offense put back up. No good. Rebound Benedictine and on the battle for the board, we get another foul called with still 21 seconds to go in the half. And this foul is going to be on Concordia's Brant Van Dyke. So the 6'8" freshman from Lawton, Iowa has his second foul. And we go to the other end of the court. And this is what makes late parts of a half drag on so much. You get to some fouls. You start shooting a lot of free throws. And here's one up, and it's no good for Vigafa. PC at the free throw line. I've got three of six right now, so that's a smooth 50% for BC at the line. Ravens are going to take Anthony Hall out and come back in with Jack Vanderwood. Noakesville, Virginia. Jack's home. This free throw, yeah, it's not going to go in either. And a rebound slapped around. Concordi will clear it away. Shot clock goes off. And the Bulldogs, who lead by three, look like they will take a lead to the locker room. Question is, what's that lead going to be? Right now, they're up 24 to 21. And we get a foul by Benedictin off the ball on Bryson LaRue. And that will put Concordia back at the line. Coach Moody expresses his dismay at the official who makes that call. That is now a couple of fouls on by Goffa, a couple on Hall, a couple on Corridori. Here's a free throw up and in. And that is 3 for 3 at the line for the Bulldogs, Brooks Kessinger. This one gets them both. 26-21. Ravens down 5. And only 8 seconds left in the half. So if the Ravens are going to cut into that lead, going to have to do it pretty pronto. All the way coast to coast, the driving shot. Boy, that's just what they do. As Reynolds will throw it down. The midcourt shot at the buzzers off the mark, and we've come to halftime. That was a big shot by Preston Reynolds to allow Benedictine to go into the locker room, trailing by a single possession. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as best we can. Teams are heading for the locker room at halftime. It is Concordia 26, Benedictine 23.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Welcome back. We're in the Nolan Gymnasium where the two teams have gone into the locker room. It's halftime. Benedictine trailing Concordia 26-23. A quick recap of how things have shaken out in the opening half. Scoring-wise, first of all, for Concordia, really nice first half for Noah Shutty as he has 8 points to lead his team in scoring. 7 players for Concordia on the board so far tonight. Half a dozen for Brooks Kessinger, who's coming off the bench to play very well. It then kind of balances out as Brent Van Dyke and Lucas Helms each have 3 and 2 apiece for Joel Baker and Brady Bennett. For Benedictine, scoring honors very easy to find as you look for Preston Reynolds' name in that line. 9 points in the first half for Preston. It drops dramatically. Gino Corridori and Bryson LaRue, each with 4. Thank you. 2 apiece in the first half for Vigafa, Ahmad, and Braden Belt. We'll be back bringing you the second half live. I'm suspecting that Joseph and company have some halftime scores. A lot of football games going on around the area. We had Benedictine football this afternoon in a gloomy and dreary day at Wilcox Stadium today. Sad way to end, unfortunately, the regular season, but we'll hope for the best for the future of this 23 football team. We'll learn about that tomorrow. But that said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the men's basketball game here at the Nolan Gym Live. But right now with your intermission score, Concordia 26 and Benedictine 23. Back we go to the Care Sports Studio. It's halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. I'm joined tonight by Ray. Ray will be taking over in just a moment. Ray, what's your last name again?
Penning.
Ray Penning is going to be taking over in just a little while. I did want to thank you for joining us. Again, we're during halftime of the men's basketball game right now. Coming up right here at Hot Country 93.7, I can guarantee you this. We will have Sports Look. Sports Look is coming up this Thursday evening. Sports Look is brought to you by Tom and Gus Kautz as they review the local, national, and regional sports teams. A Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Coming up on Wednesday night, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you with the women's game starting at 5:30. The men should take to the court right around 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, and this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got some finals to report. It was Graceland over Hastings with a final score of Graceland 70 to Hastings 58. Park topped Bible Baptist out of Missouri with a final of Park 102 to Bible Baptist 82. Culver Stockton lost to Hannibal LaGrange with a final score of Hannibal LaGrange 63, Culver Stockton 58. In the Mount Mercy St. Ambrose game, St. Ambrose Tacoma win with a final score of St. Ambrose 82, Mount Mercy 63. Peru State trounced Kansas Wesleyan 84-79. And in the second half with 3 minutes and 22 seconds left, it is Clark over William Penn 88-72. At the half, Missouri Valley and Tabor are locked tightly with Tabor sitting at 32 points, Missouri Valley 31. And in this game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Concordia out of Nebraska leading Benedictine 26-23. Taking a look at some of the football scores from today, the Kansas Jayhawks fell to the Texas Tech Raiders in a heartbreaker, 16-13. And in Kansas State University football, the Wildcats beat the Baylor Bears, 59-25. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 36. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 67. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 35. Mainly sunny skies and calm Monday, with daytime highs approaching 67. 66 Tuesday.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It currently feels like 47 out there. We've got a recorded temperature of 50 degrees. The relative humidity is relatively high at 51 degrees. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 7 miles per hour, dew point 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is still falling at 30.23 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison, but the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to the Nolan Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas, on the beautiful Benedictine College campus, where tonight the Ravens at halftime find themselves trailing the visitors from Concordia University, Nebraska, 26-23. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to our producer, engineer Joseph, and also he's got Ray back there working with him, going to finish out the game here in a little bit. So, Ray, welcome. Guys, thank you for all of the hard work down there. Tom Couts with you courtside as the teams have been warming up for a little bit and depart their respective sidelines. Let's see what we can find here. We're going to try that. We're going to look for some magic to happen here. I don't know if it can or will. No, it won't. Let's look at the halftime stats. First of all, for Concordia, in the opening half, they were 8 of 22 shooting the basketball, 36%. Not really good. But Benedictine is 9 of 32, 28%. Not as good. 3-point shooting. Concordia was 3 of 9 for 33%. Not very good. Benedictine was 1 of 9. At 11.1%, that is not as good. At the free throw line, do you feel a theme here? Concordia was 7 of 11, 63%, not good. Benedictine, 4 of 9, 44%, not as good. Ravens trail, luckily only by 3, could be much worse, as the ball is going to go to Concordia to begin the second half, and we are back underway, so the Ravens certainly within striking range, and after a rough first half, certainly have the ability to come away with a win here today, but here's a spinning shot in the middle that is going to be up and good for Concordia, and Tristan Smith quickly scores and will increase the Concordia lead to 28-23. Oh, it's 6:02 here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, by the way. And as the Ravens come up court with the basketball, they get a whistle and a foul called on Concordia. Fouls are the only thing that might become a bit of an issue as this thing winds along here, but not for Joel Baker. Joel just picking up his first foul of the game, the first foul of the second half by either team. Here's BC with the basketball. Again, the Ravens painfully cold from the perimeter. They will get better. They are a better three-point shooting team than that. Here's a shot by a guy who can, and it's going to hit the top of the backboard and miss. And in the lane, the follow shot is up no good. So the first shot was put up by Ahmad Lewis. It hit the top of the backboard, that far off the mark. The rebound pulled up by Preston Reynolds. He was a little hook shot from about 3 feet, misses. And then on the trip up court by Concordia, we're going to have a foul by BC. 28-23, Concordia in front. That, by the way, is going to be the second foul for Bryson LaRue. Here's a shot for three. It's up no good. Rebound. Two players get tangled up on the floor, and we're going to get another Benedictine foul. Another one on Ahmad. So Ahmad will pick up his second foul. We're able to have their second team foul of the second half, and we're just a minute into the second half. 18:55 to play in the ballgame. Ball comes in, driving across the lane from the left side. It's reached around and knocked away. Loose on the floor. Going to be saved by Goffa. Over to the left, driving in. The running shot misses. The rebound pulled down by Concordia. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens running it up the floor, 4-on-3. The dish over to the baseline right. The drive across, end of the lane. No room there. Hook shot left side. 3 from the wing. Boom. Knocking it down from deep for the left side. It's got to be Brady Bennett. He's got 5. It is now 31-23. Largest advantage of the game for Concordia. As they go up by 8. 18-28 to play. And back up the floor, Ravens with the ball. Ezra Vaigafa, Wellington, New Zealand. Famous for their beef Wellington. Here's a cross-court pass by Benedictine. It's going to be stolen and then lost in the backcourt. Gone bad basketball handling by the Bulldogs. Concordia coming into the ballgame at 2-0. No idea who they played. Be really curious to know who they've beaten this year. And Coach Moody getting a clarification from the official. The gym grows deathly quiet. Now the ball is going to be put in play in front of the BC bench. Rims are on offense. 18 minutes to go in the game. Vaigafa will back in, fall away, 12-foot good. Ezra scores. Coach Moody calls a timeout. Arms folded. You can see he's got something he wants to impart upon his team. We're going to take a timeout while he does that. Exactly 18 to go in the contest. It is Bulldogs 31, Ravens 25.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
.57 to go as the clock begins running again, and into the forecourt where the basketball is going to come Concordia. Out of the timeout called by Benedictine, Concordia has the ball, leading it by a half dozen, and we're going to have a Raven push and another Benedictine foul. That one, not pleasing the partisan crowd here in the NOLA Gymnasium tonight. That is going to be the third foul on Ezra Vaigafa. 4 points, 3 fouls. So at least there's still more points than fouls for Ezra. Driving in, the shot up, and there's going to be a foul on Reynolds. Preston turns around, looks at Coach like, oh, gee, I don't think I did it, but he nearly knocked the ball out of his hand as he smacked him across the forearm. So it's not one of those that was, like, really concealed and you really couldn't tell. It was very obvious. The free throw here is up and good. Concordia's Tristan Smith, point number 5. Preston, foul number 1. Second free throw, he'll hit them both. So Tristan Smith has 6 points in the game, 4 of them already in the second half. It is 33-25, and for the second time today, and now with 17:37 to play, it is a 8-point lead. I guess it is an 8-point lead. Here's a running shot up by Ezra. Nah, he gets way too far underneath it, moving too fast, and mistimed his shot. Hits the bottom of the rim. Here's a cross-court pass. A lone baseline, a rainbow three off the mark. Rebound is going to be saved for the Ravens. Good hustle, and now a collision, and a shot to the chin. A Concordia player's on the floor in the backcourt, on the ground, bleeding from the mouth, looking for his teeth. And now the official's finally going to stop the game, and this young man is bent, doubled over. He got to his feet, and he took a fierce shot. Now the official's telling Coach, you got to get this guy out of there and take a little look at the poor kid. He keeps reaching in his mouth, I think, just seeing if all of his dental work is in place, and I'm not sure that it is. Poor guy. They're going to tend to him down at the end of the bench, and so Benedictine is going to be putting it back in play. I thought they would go out there maybe see if there's any blood on the floor, because it certainly was bleeding down the front of his chin. That's not a gotten to the floor. Here's her driving shot, up and good for Benedictine down the left side. By Goffa. 33-27. Concordia, 16:50 to go. Back over to the right side with it. Now out on top. Concordia works the perimeter against the Raven player defense. So a knife into the lane. A little shove from the back. They're going to wave the shot off. It went in. And the official, that was a good call. The push by Belt, who had been beaten in the drive to the baseline. Belt had a choice. He could like, say, you know, just go on in to get an easy layup. I'm going to give you a little push and try to keep you from getting it. But I gave him the push. It did not get the basket. Belt will have his first out of the game. Benedictine will have its fifth. And now we're going to get a turnover by Concordia, and I won't call this game chippy. It is not that. These teams, these guys don't have that kind of emotion in it, but what it is getting is very physical. It's not violent. It's just a lot of pushing and shoving and kind of banging around. Not particularly graceful basketball at this juncture. Here's a skip pass out on top to Ahmad. He goes into the lane, can't get a shot away, kicks it back over to Ezra. He'll drive baseline. The defender comes around him. He'll skip it down to the baseline, comes out on top. Belt, that thing is 3 feet short. Rebounding it back down. It's going to come Concordia. Ray Belt, a really, really, really good perimeter shooter. Okay, we're going to start off with that premise. And that said, he is, you know, 0 for, I think, 5 three-point shooting today. And he is, well, he is like 1 for 9 from the floor so far in the game. So, much better shooter than that. Some nights it just goes like that. Like Ahmad Lewis is 1 for 7 and 0 for 2. Here comes Concordia with the basketball. The shot clock has rolled down to 10. The lean in the lane. The shot is off the rim. No. Rebound is laying on the floor. Concordia just goes in, picks it up, lays it up, puts it in. That ball laid on the floor under the basket. Brady Bennett goes, yikes, I think I should grab that up and score it. He did, and he did. It's now 35-27. 15:30 to go. Left side, Preston Reynolds. Rotates, turns, hooks up the pretty shot by Preston. He leads his team and leads all scorers now at 11 points. 35-29. Preston Reynolds has done a nice job for this Raven team, even last year in his freshman season. And he continues to do well. And now here's Concordia. That was a mental error just up top side by Brooks Kessinger as he moved the pivot foot as he began his drive. A travel is called. Well done by the official. And Benedictine's going to make a couple of substitutions. Belt's going to come out of the game for the Ravens. And back in is Jack Vanderwood. Waiting to see what Jack's got to show me. And as I look down in the first half, he was 0 for 1. So not too much going on for him. No fouls in only a few minutes. Here's a three-point shot. Not going to happen. Back up with it. Concordia off the rebound from the miss by Anthony Hall. The shot underneath to the baseline right. The three gets it. From deep in the right corner in front of the Concordia bench. The three-point shot is up and good. And we're going to get a timeout by Concordia. By the way, it is Tyler Hare who hits that three-pointer. And we're going to take a break. 14:40 to go in the ball game. Now, Bulldogs 38, Ravens 29.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
As we return to the Nolan Gymnasium, Benedictine coming out of the timeout, and now the baseline three is up, hits the rim, bounces so high that it comes over the top of the backboard, kind of hangs on the top for a moment, and then rolls out the back and out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball, and again, the Raven shooting woes continue. I sure wish I could tell you just what their percentages were, but I can suffice it to say, not as good as they need it to be. Here's a three, up and good for Concordia. Tyler Hare hits back-to-back threes. 41-29, Ravens down a dozen at the 14-minute mark to play in the game. Skip pass comes out on top. Reynolds, he's been the offensive salvation for this team. The feet underneath the Preston. Back out on top. Ahmad, right side. That's going to be by Gaffa's three. Rebound down. Concordia. Kristen Smith loses the handle. Picks it up off the dribble. Fortuitous bounce for the Bulldogs. They'll dump it over to the right side in front of their home bench. Swings it over to the left now to Helms. Now the feet into the lane and a very bad off-balance, poor decision shot taken and missed. Ravens are going to rebound it down and bring it up the floor. By Goffa. Kicks it over the left side. Vanderwood, three. New rebound. Concordia. Here comes Bennett. One, two, three players coming to the scorer's table for Concordia and Coach Limbach. Here's a feed underneath. The uncontested layup is Tristan Smith has got inside absolutely everybody. And we're going to get a Concordia timeout. Ravens in a little bit of a jam. We're taking a break at 13:06 to play in a game. Bulldogs 43, Benedictine 29.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Hey, back with you here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Happy to have you along here this evening on KIR Radio. It's KAIRF Important Atchison. Just in case you're wondering. I also want to share congratulations to, as we did during the football game earlier today, up back up at Wilcox Stadium, I'm going to share congratulations to the Benedictine College men and women's cross-country team. That's right, the Thin Clads, as both men and women winning the Heart of America Athletic Conference. That's right, the HAC Championship. So, men and women's cross-country champions. I'm sure they'll be swinging up one of those big A banners over here pretty soon. Here we go with 13:06 to play in the ball game. Bulldogs in front of the Ravens in Atchison, 43-29. And up the floor with it for BC. This is old Jared Lee. Jared's a freshman, 6'2" out of KCMO. Jared, little seesaw dribble, feeds it on top. They'll kick it over to Vanderwood. Gets it back over to Lee. Shot clock hits the single digits. Lee tries to drive in. Nothing. Vanderwood goes three. Hey, how about that? The Ravens hit a three. Big shot. Vanderwood. His first point of the game. Might be his first point of the year. I have no idea. It is 43-32. And the ball is going to be stopped out of bounds by Benedictine. It'll come back in again to Concordia at the baseline at 12:27 to play. There's a lot of basketball left in this one here this afternoon, or now, this early evening. Top side with it. Thinking about the three-point shot. Now, not going to take it. It's going to be shooty. Swings it over to the right side, into the right corner. Bit of a head fake, driving in, the dish across, it's batted away, it's going to be slapped out of bounds, and with only two on the shot clock, Courtney's going to have it in from the far side. One of the students going to go about halfway up the stairs and chase down that basketball. And are we getting another timeout? Yeah. Okay, Concordia's going to take a timeout. Interesting one. Let's take it, guys, back into studio. 12:11 to go in the game, 2 seconds on the shot clock, timeout of the court. Bulldogs 43, Ravens 32.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Hey, we're with you here at the Nolan Gymnasium. Boom, we're going to get rid of some of these things here because we're still trying to get the internet to work here at the gym. I know it's a lost cause, but I'm tenacious that way. And here we go. The ball's going to be put in from the far sideline by Concordia. And a three-point shot right off that two-second buzzers well enough off the mark that it's going to miss, and the rebound will go out of play. To Benedictine it will come. Twelve minutes to play. Going to the right side, little sky hook. Now Lee went up from the right side thinking he was going to hit a floater, but that was well off the mark, and the rebound by Concordia. Over to the right side with it. They're going to come. Skip pass over. Baseline. Back and in. Vanderwood trying to provide defense. Now the Rams are going to double up. There's ball's going to kick out on top. Go to the baseline left. The three buried from deep from the left side. 3-point shot from the edge. That is going to be the third three of the second half by Tyler Hare. 46-32. For the second time here this evening, Benedictine trails by 14. And once again, Jared Lee will come up four with the ball. Back over to the left side, Vanderwoot. He'll attack, kicks it off to Widowin. Driving layup is good. Now you can hear how excited the crowd is. They're starved for the Ravens to have some good things to happen. And with a couple of in a row, this crowd could become a real part of this game. But first, BC's got to begin to make that comeback. They're now down a dozen. Here's a driving shot on the other end. Counted plus one. And as quickly as the Ravens score two, Concordia comes back and has a chance to score three. It is 48-34 at 11:04 to play. And let's do a little bit of math. It is the third foul on Bryson LaRue. The free throw is up and good by Lucas Helms. He's got a half a dozen. 49-32, and it is now a 34. It is now a 15-point lead. 3-point shot. Nope. Follow shot. Yes. I thought that one went up and hit the backboard, but didn't it? Yeah. They're going to wave off that follow shot. The long 3-point shot for BC was well off the mark by LaRue. It hits the rim, bounces really high, hits the support beam, and Raymond's followed it back in, but they wave it off and give the ball to Concordia. 49-34. 15-point Bulldog lead. 10:40 to go in the game. Swinging it over to the right side. It's going to be Brent Van Dyke into the lane. Falling away between three defenders. It's up no good. Pulling the rebound down between three defenders. 3-point follow shot is up and good. That's the fourth three for Tyler Hare in the second half. And Benedictine going to put 1, 2, 3, 4 substitutions into the next dead ball opportunity. 52-34. The Ravens in trouble. Now here's the driving layup. Over to the right side. And that's going to be Jared Lee getting his first point of the game. 52-36. 10 minutes to play exactly. Concordia with the basketball and a 16-point lead. Into the lane. Reaching in, and we're going to get a foul on Anthony Hall. Tony, foul number three. So for Anthony Hall, personal foul number three. And we're looking for the timeout. Coach Moody helping the official. By the way, that's a media break, and Coach Moody's exactly correct. And we're going to take a break, guys. We've got 9:53 to play in tonight's men's college basketball game. Ravens have a hill to climb. It's Concordia 52, Benedictine 36.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Back with you here, coming out of the media timeout at the Ralph Nona Gymnasium. Second half so far has been the big difference in this ball game. At intermission, now the team's really lighting it up, shooting the ball, but I'll tell you what they were doing is playing it really close. And at halftime, it was a 3-point lead for Concordia, but in the second half, it has not been that. Concordia has doubled up on Benedictine in the second half, outscoring the Ravens 26-13 already in the second half. So Concordia's got 26 points in the second half, the first 10 minutes. They are 26 points in the entire first half. So they have outscored the Ravens by 13 in the second half, and his free throws up and goes around, and it goes in. One more shot coming for Noah Schutte. That is his 10th point of the game. And this one, no. Rebound, Benedictine Van Der Woods. It is 53-36. Ravens coming up court with the ball. Going to have to find some offense. They've got multiple substitutions in the game. Backing in is going to be Preston Reynolds, and he'll go straight up and in. Preston has been the bright spot for Benedictine tonight with that shot collecting his 13th point. It is 53-38. And Cordy will slash into the lane. Nicely defended by Preston. They'll have to bring it back out on top. Here's a three. Boom! Another one for Concordia this time. It is Brent Van Dyke. And the 6'8" freshman throws down a three-pointer, 56-38. 9:20 to go. BC starts to drive in, backs away. It's going to be Ahmad with the ball. He'll twist and turn. Now he's trapped in the lane. Out on top, it'll come to Belt. Braden goes in, one hand, turns and shoots. So you've got to get it in one. He is. Count the bucket for Braden Belt. Foul is going to be on it. Brady Bennett. Now that's a handful. Braden Belt fouled by Brady Bennett. And a chance at a three-point play. For Belt, typically one of the Ravens' highest scores. That is only his fourth point tonight, and that free throw is going to be his fifth point of the game. 56-41. So the Ravens have gotten back to within 15 at 8:40 to go. Concordia, for them, the key's going to be not to let off, not to just try to burn down time, and there's a long three. They weren't doing that. Rebound is going to be tipped out and out of bounds too, Benedictine. Key for Concordia is to keep playing the way they've been. You know, not rushing anything, but being willing to take some shots, being willing to continue to challenge on offense, not to get complacent, and certainly not to just, like, start laying back and trying to run time, because still with 8.5 minutes to go, that's a long, long way to go. Here comes BC. Lee is back in the game. He'll go up from 12. Knock it down. Jared Lee got a couple of points down in the second half. 56-43. BC on a little bit of a run now at 8:10 play to play. Concordia starts right, goes back left. They'll drive in, back in, dish to the corner, kick to the floor, turnaround shot, short, rebound off the floor to Benedictine and Ahmad Lewis. Here comes Ahmad. Over to the right side, Jared Lee. Lee will look to the middle, dribble it off toward the top, goes on the left side, Vanderwood. He'll go up with a running 2-point shot. No, nothing but blue jerseys beneath the goal as Concordia sweeps down the rebound. Benedictine quickly retreats to the defensive side, and a running shot is up and good. But I tell you what, Lucas Helms had no hesitation, knew exactly where he was going to go, what he was going to do, and hits the driving shot, and immediately we get a Concordia timeout. Taking a break here in the Nolan, down to 7:38 to play in the game. It's Bulldogs 58, Benedict and 43.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
.38 to go in the ball game. Benedict is trailing in the contest, 58-43. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you along with us for the second half of our Benedict and Athletics double dip today on Saturday, 11-11 of 23. Back in the studio, Joseph's been there all day. Ray has come in. It's kind of like the relay thing, you know, in that marathon relay. Joseph, though, kind of in a backward trend. Joseph ran the long leg early, and he's handed the baton, and Ray's going to be taking it to the finish line. Thanks to you, gentlemen, back in the Cario Sports Studios for all the stuff you do, making us sound much, much better than we really are. BC back on offense, and down the left side with it is going to be Alon Lewis. Young man will cut into the lane. Scoop shot. No! Offensive rebound taken away from Preston Reynolds by Concordia. Dogs are coming up the floor. 7-11 to go in the game. Way up top side with it. Driving it down the right. It's going to be Bennett. Pushes it off on top around the horn. Back over to the left side. It's going to go. Ball knocked away by Ahmad. It's on the floor. Lewis goes headlong. Pulls it down. Gets it to Braden Bell. Can Braden finish? No. But they're going to be able to send him to the free throw line. We do not get quarter stats delivered to us, and certainly with no internet here at the Nolan facility, we're unable to share with you any numbers. Kind of thought we were going to get maybe quarter stats, but that said, I could just tell you that Braden has struggled shooting the ball tonight. It's certainly my vibe from how things have gone for him. And where is he at? Braden Bell has 5 points, 2 in the first half, and he's gotten 3 on his 3-point play, 2+1 earlier. And Belt's first free throws, unsuccessful. His second free throw will go in. So he will get 1 of 2 there, trimming the Benedictine deficit to 58-44. It's 6:50 to play. Here comes Concordia. If you're wondering, Seward, Nebraska, where is that? You think of Seward and you immediately think of Alaska, right? You don't think of Alaska? Well, anyway, Seward, Nebraska is just right west of Lincoln and then just a little bit north of on 80 on Highway 15. So it is probably fully 3 hours, maybe and a half from Atchison here. So they leave after the game. You know, what time is that going to be? 7 o'clock. They'll be out of here. Be home by 10:30. Easy enough. They'll be home in time to watch Saturday Night Live. Free throws up. Rims out. No good. Second free throw will be awarded to Brooks Kessinger. Brooks was really good at the free throw line. He hit his first 4, all of them back in the first half. Second free throw here. He will miss that one as well. And Benedict and Jack Vanderwood comes up with the rebound. Here's Lee with it, right side to Belt. Now out on top it comes, batted away, big collision, and let's see where that foul is going to go. It will be on Joel Baker of Concordia. So Baker plucked his second foul tonight, and we're down now to 6:15 to go. Talk about it all the time. This is the point in time in a ball game when the clock seems to move really quickly. Every time you look up at the clock, it's going to be another minute elapsed. And already down to 6 minutes here. And the Ravens are going to have to make a run and do it soon. And not like that is Vanderwood. Not sure quite what he could have been thinking. He starts to the right, starts to the left, starts back to the right again. And all the time lifting a foot, none of the time dribbling the ball on the floor. Calls for the travel, and Benedictine is going to turn it over, having put nothing on the board. In fact, not getting a shot on goal. Ravens are going to take out Vanderwood and Lee. And we're at 6 minutes to play in the game. Back into the lineup is going to come Ezra Vigapa. He's got to be out there with, who we got? Ahmad Lewis is out there, and Preston Reynolds is out on the floor. We've got also Bryson LaRue, and who are we going to have holding down the five out here for BC? Braden Belt's going to be out there, so there's going to be your five. We will have a turnover by Concordia, as they call a foul off the ball on Concordia's Jackson Stevie. It is his first. Here comes BC. Ravens have no possessions really to waste now. Here's Braden Belt with a pretty move, but his layup doesn't go in. And up forward the basketball, it's Concordia. They'll drive down, go coast to coast. The ball's going to be stripped away, lost out of bounds. It'll come back to the Bulldogs. Coach Moody chasing the official all the way to midcourt in disagreement. Because it's going to be pretty hard to see if somebody touches the ball from the backcourt when the play happened beneath the goal on the other end of the floor. They're going to reverse it. They are. And that is to the delight of the 7 students sitting in the pit tonight. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the game. Concordia in front of Benedictine, 58-44, and what has to be, I suspect, fairly described as a low-scoring game. Pass over to the left side by Goffa, dumps it to the right. Here's Ahmad for three. Yeno. Rebound underneath, pulled down by Concordia. Tristan Smith sweeps it down. Ravens coming into the game today at 1-1. Concordia coming in at 2-0. And for Benedictine, the last tune-up before conference play begins. And we're with them down at Baldwin City Wednesday. 3-point shot with the left hand is up and not going to go in for Concordia's Tristan Smith. BC will go the other way. And a shot on its way by Preston Reynolds is somewhat deflected, but a foul ensues and a whistle on Concordia. It's going to be the second foul of the ball game for Brooks Kessinger, his first of the second half, and Bulldog team foul 8. Team fouls are even at 8 apiece. We're inside 5 minutes to play, and still Benedictine down by 14. Rainbow, high arcing free throw. That's a pretty shot that's up and good for Reynolds. He is now 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Brooks Kessinger out of the ball game, and Tyler Hare comes back in. Hare's a guy who's really lit it up in the second half for Concordia with 4 3-point shots in the second half. That free throw, and Hare comes down with a rebound. So Benedictine back on defense, trailing it 58-45. 4:45 to play. Drive it across the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. Ahmad Lewis comes down with the free basketball. Here comes Braden Belt. Braden will work it down the right side, dumps it over to the left corner. Ahmad steps into the circle, little look away pass down low to Reynolds. He'll dish it back out to Ahmad. BC showing great patience, and they've got to get good shots, no question, and Ahmad will take a good one and hit it. Ahmad Lewis has 4. That is only his 4th point tonight, 58-47. BC looking to get back to a single-digit deficit. Here's where 4 minutes to go. Concordia at the corner to the baseline left. Backing in on Reynolds. Turns. Reverse layup. No, but Reynolds will commit the foul. And precisely what Concordia and specifically what Tristan Smith had hoped would occur. So for Preston, personal foul number 2, both of which have occurred in the second half. For Benedictine, team foul 9, which means that for the balance of the game, this last 3:50, Concordia will be coming to the free throw line for 2 shots. They're up here for 2 right now, as that was a shooting violation in the left-handed free throw by Tristan Smith. It's up and good. He's 3 of 3 at the line tonight. Has 9 points. This free throw can get him to double-figure scoring. Out of the game goes Belt, and Vanderwood is going to come back in. 3:58 to go. Second free throw, right in there. 60-47. BC walks up the floor. Coach Moody, way out, trying to direct some traffic. He's got a plan that he's trying to get his guys to follow. Here's a feed underneath, and that's a nice cutter. Give by Goblin the bucket. Give Preston the assist. And Benedictine again is back to within 11. But now we're at 3.5 minutes to go. 60-49. Kind of like we had this afternoon. Time becomes the issue. Enough possessions, enough chances to come back. Three-point shot missing. Rebound to go down, Benedictine. Here comes Reynolds. Over to the left side. Driving in Ahmad. Back to the left by Goffa. Three-point shot. Nearly wedged it. It was short. Rebounding it down. Concordia. Bulldogs up court. Crosses at the middle. Swings it over to the right side in front of the Concordia bench. And we're inside 3 minutes to play. Deep down to the right side. Back and in. First to the left. Into the right. Twisting. Turning. Falling away. The shot goes up. It's a little bit short. The rebound is battled for. Three defenders is on it. The follow shot up. No good. But a foul over the back by Preston Reynolds. Reynolds will pick up his third foul of the game. And at 2 minutes and 50 seconds of play, back to the free throw line comes Concordia, leading it by 11. Tristan Smith, yes, for the first. And Tristan is now 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Concordia is going to take Tyler Hare out of the game, and we're going to see coming into the lineup for Concordia, Jackson Seavey. Second free throw, got them both. 6 of 6 at the free throw line, Tristan Smith. 62-49, Ravens down 13. 2:47 to play. Clock racing along. Here's Ahmad 3. There it is! Ahmad Lewis from deep on the right side. 62-52. The three-point shot can change the complexion of a game so quickly. Here's a feed on top. Concordia drives in, goes up, lays it up and in. Brady Bennett for 2. Timeout on the court. We're taking a break with 2:23 left in the game. It's the Bulldogs 64 and the Ravens 52.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Good to have you with us here in the Dolan Gymnasium, the Benedictine men. Hoping to come up with a W here today. I have no idea how the Benedictine ladies there are doing. We wish them very, very well up at Morningside in Sioux City, Iowa. Their game going on simultaneously with this one. And there's no internet, no way to know what they are doing, but we hope it's very good for Coach Folsom and his team. 64-52, Bulldogs in front of BC. With only 2:23 left here tonight. For the Ravens, the ball's going to be put in play from the backcourt by Virginian Jack Vanderwood. He's going to bring it into Ezra Vigapa from New Zealand. Into the forecourt with it for Benedictine, Bryson LaRue from Lee Summit. Out on top, Reynolds. Preston's from Leewood. Here's Vanderwood for the baseline left. There's another Benedictine three. Vanderwood, his second three of the game. He's got 8. 64-55. Ravens within 9 as we're inside 2 minutes. Down the right side, finger roll, no. Follow up, yeah. An uncontested follow shot by Tristan Smith, 66-55. And right now, in all candor, Concordia can afford to trade Benedictine. They will give Benedictine 3 if they can get 2 on the other end. Because with an 11-point lead, we're talking about 11 possessions, and in a minute 40, you're not getting 11 possessions. The numbers game beginning to come into effect here. A minute 40 to go in the game. Ravens committing a foul in the backcourt and back to the free throw line on the other end. Concordia, where Noah Schutte hits the free throw. 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Now, 6 of 9, that's about 66%. What do you think? Quick math? 68-55. Here it goes over to the right side. Vanderwoo, oh, they got a defender in front of him that time. Did not give him that uncontested three. And we're inside a minute and a half to go. BC over to the left by Goffa, top side. Here's a three, and another one is going to be up and good by Amon Lewis. Amon hits another three. Benedictin taking a timeout of the Ravens. It's going to try to mount a 10-point comeback at the last minute, 21. Timeout of the court. It is Bulldogs 68, Ravens 58.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
The Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We've got a minute 21 to go in the guys' game tonight. Concordia. Well, in all candor, they pretty much led all night. Now, that's not literally true. That's not completely mathematically accurate because Benedictine, in fact, jumped out 2-0 in the first bucket of the game. But, you know, over 2 minutes into the game before anybody scored, Ravens got in front 2-0. Right away, Concordia tied it at 2, went up 4-2, and have not trailed since the first 2 minutes and 40 seconds of the game. So the Ravens have not trailed the entire game. They did, in fact, lead 2-0. But Concordia's got the ball right now, up by 10, 75 seconds to go, and the clock's rolling. Bulldogs into the forecourt with it. Ravens are chasing the ball, reaching in, and ultimately able to commit the foul that they were looking to commit. This whistle is going to be blown on Anthony Hall. Coach Moody applauds. That's what he wanted done. But for Anthony, he's got to be saying, doggone, that's foul number 4. Hall's got 4 fouls, and I think Ahmad also has 4 fouls for Benedictine. 3 by Preston. Free throw here. It's going to be up and good for Concordia. And Brooks Kessinger, who hit his first 4 free throws, missed his next 2, puts that one in. By Goffa. Into the game, and BC is making the offense-defense switch between Anthony Hall and Ezra Vagafa. One more free throw for Concordia's Brooks Kessinger. Only a freshman, 6'3", from Ashland, Nebraska. This free throw, no. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes BC. It is 69-58, and we've got 1:03 to go. Across by Goffa, little behind-the-back pass, no layup from across underneath, and no good. We're going to get a foul in the backcourt by Preston, who kind of questions the official. The official looked at him and was very, very patient with Preston. And we walk to again to the other end of the floor with 52 seconds to play. And coming to the line is Schutte. Free throw here. It's up and good. And Concordia has reached 70. And Schutte's second free throw. No. Ravens down a dozen. Cutting in. A little behind the back pass. A little mishandling of the ball. BC's going to throw it away. And for the Ravens, it's going to be a tough loss as they're going to go now to 1-2 as they move into conference basketball. Coach Moody running players in and out as he's trying to set up kind of an offense-defense, which is first for the Ravens to full court pressure on the inbound. They surround the basketball, and we're going to get a foul call. I thought perhaps it had been dished prior to the contact, but apparently no. And again, the clock will stop with 40 seconds to play. And once again, we're going to walk to the other end of the court. That is going to be the 4th foul by Bryson LaRue. So the Ravens have 4 guys out of the court with 4 fouls apiece right now. You got Reynolds and Ahmad Lewis and Anthony Hall and Bryson LaRue, each with 4. A couple of more free throws up and good for Brooks Kessinger. He hits them both. Chases the lead now to 72-58. 40 seconds to go. Ravens down the court. The ball batted, stolen away by Concordia. Concordia with a 14-point lead to the basketball, and at 33 seconds left, the Ravens are going to commit another foul. And once again, we walk to the other end of the floor. Who fouls out here? Well, as he's pulling up his shirt, and walking off the floor, I suspect it's going to be Ahmad Lewis. So Ahmad is going to foul out here with 33 seconds left. Ends the game with 10. Free throw. It's good. Superb free throw shooting by Concordia here in the second half when they needed to hit those to maintain their advantage, and they were successful in performing just that. One more shot coming up. This one, nope, it's going to be short, and a rebound going to be cleared down by Benedictine. Here's a three, left side. That is a high shot. That is a beautiful shot. Wow. Bryson LaRue. That was a Raptor duster. Hits it for three, and as the ball comes in play, we'll have another Benedictine foul. It is 73-61. And we're at 24 seconds to go. And that is the fifth foul on Anthony Hall. So he's going to foul out. Again, with 24 seconds to go, and Anthony will end the night with, on my scorebook, I see him with no points. I don't know if I missed one, maybe, but Anthony with no scoring this evening for BC. Free throw here, off the mark. Concordia has missed few free throws in this game. That was one right there by Noah. Won't miss the second one. Now 74-61. 22 seconds to play. The driving layup missed by Preston Reynolds. Concordia kind of walking it up the court. Ravens are going to concede. Final score here tonight. It's Concordia 74, Benedictine 61. We'll be back to summarize this business right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Corrido. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Get back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium, where tonight, Benedictine falls behind Concordia, does its best to battle back, but comes up short, 74-61. recap of the scoring tonight. First of all, for Concordia, leading score in a ball game was Tristan Smith, 15 points, 13 for Noah Schutte, and a dozen for Tyler Hare. Bulldogs with three players in double-digit scoring, 9 apiece for Kessinger and Bennett, 8 tonight for Helms, and then it drops to Van Dyke, 6 and 2 for Baker. For Benedictine, a couple of guys fouled out of the game, but the Ravens led by Preston Reynolds with 14, a 10-point night for Ahmad Lewis. 8 this evening for both Jack Vanderwood and Ezra Vigafa. Bryson LaRue with 7, half a dozen for Braden Belt. Ravens drop to 1 and 2. Concordia goes to 3 and 0. For Benedictine up next, it is going to be the conference opener. We'll be with them down in Baldwin City. It'll be Benedictine at Baker. Care Radio starting the coverage. Ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Long day of BC Sports, but we're glad to be able to share them with you. It wasn't a happy particularly day for BC Sports. Opening game, Benedictine men falling in football, 38-31 to Mid-America. And here in the guys game, basketball game, Concordia defeats the Ravens 74-61. I want to thank both Ray and Joseph, our guys back in the K-Radio Sports Studios, producing and engineering all of this tonight. Guys, you're the best. Can we greet you Wednesday night from Baldwin City, Kansas? Tom Couts here in the Dolan Gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.